reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt becomes tasteless, what can make it salty again? It is good for nothing. It can only be thrown out to be trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hilltop cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp to put it under a tub. They put it on the lampstand where it shines for everyone in the house. In the same way, your light must shine in the sight of men, so that seeing your good works they may give the praise to your Father in heaven." And this is the Gospel of the Lord. Here's the thing about salt and light, something they have in common. They're not for themselves. Salt is no flavor in itself. It brings out flavor. It discovers flavor in other things. Light is invisible. Light doesn't show itself. It reveals other things, things that can be seen in the light. So there is the great psalm that says, "In your light we see light." That's meant to be a paradox. Salt and light then have this in common, that they reveal something other than themselves. This passage seems to be suggesting that the church, or its Christians, can impress people by being good, which is rather dangerous, because we know it's going to go wrong, and it's gone wrong plenty enough recently. Far from impressing people by our good deeds, people laugh at us for our failures, even to be good human beings, let alone good Christians. But salt and light are not simply things to be seen in themselves. It's not that we're meant to be impressive. It's rather the salt of the earth and the light of the world reveal what God has made. They reveal the purpose of God. The good deeds don't lead men to praise us, but to praise the Father in heaven, because they see what's in the world. The church reveals the value of the world itself. The exact phrase is salt of the earth, or light of the world, cosmos in Greek. I think that's probably deliberate. Earth, land, is a Jewish idea of the world. It's a land beneath the heavens. For the Greeks, it's a cosmos. I think this is quite deliberate, that the salt and the light reveal the world as it is known, either by Jews, Israel, or by the Greeks. And for the Gospel of Matthew, that divides the world, the Greek view or the view of Israel. So land or cosmos. The point is to reveal what's there, to reveal the truth. Christianity, from its very beginning, was a world religion. It didn't become a world religion by simply growing and spreading till it had spread through the world. Even now, great parts of the world have very little knowledge of Christianity, of Christ. It's not that sort of universality that makes it a world religion. It's not numbers. It's not growth. It's a world religion from the very beginning because it wishes to reveal the world to itself. The whole point of Christianity is to show that the world is created and sustained and loved by God, who wishes to bring all the world to its fulfillment. That's why the disciples have to be salt of the earth, light of the cosmos, the world, the Greek world, to reveal what it truly is. G.K. Chesterton's autobiography ends by talking of Peter being given the keys that unlock everything. He says this happens by a small and almost secret sea. A sea so far away from the great world, the world of Rome or the great empires in the East. The most obscure place. But in that obscure place, Christianity is already a world religion because it's about the world. It's about revelation. It's about showing the flavor of the world, the salt that reveals what the world can really be. Taste and see that the Lord is good, says the psalmist. In fact, that saying, taste and see that the world is good, because the Lord is the Lord of the world. The light reveals what the world is. So Christianity, from its very beginning, has a purpose to reveal all humanity as belonging to God. It can't be anything else but the world religion. It is the world religion. And even though in other contexts the Gospel of John may speak of the world as being against God, that's the world which doesn't know what the world is. That's the humanity who's forgotten or has not yet learned what it really is to be human. So it's not showing off, it's not good deeds. It's rather allowing all the people of the universe, all the people of the earth, all people who have lived, to discover who they truly are. We must be salt for them to reveal what they can be, and light to show in the darkness that there is a light that shines forever, and shines not in itself, but in us.